is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
On tonight's Bob Tuscan Show, we're going to be talking about relocating. David Chu will be our guest for the first hour. In the second and third hour of tonight's show, we'll have Jim Fetzer. Professor Jim Fetzer will be on to talk about his recent trip to Sandy Hook and talk about what he found and uncovered there, along with State Trooper and former school president Wolfgang Halbig. That should be an interesting discussion, to say the least. But a very interesting discussion to start things off. David Chu was born in Shanghai, China, and has worked as a licensed professional engineer and project manager for about 20 years. David is also a writer of geopolitics, economics, and financial matters. He is the author of a self-published ebook in August 2008 called No Foreclosures, Guerrilla Principles to Save Your Family and Stick It to the Bank. Recently, David published an article called Escape to Patagonia to help people who are interested in relocating to one of the best safe havens, as he puts it, in the world and one of the most beautiful places on earth. And we'll get into that. He now lives in the region of northern Patagonia, and he joins us all the way from Argentina tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show to discuss a cornucopia of topics about being an expat and relocation. What's up, David? How are you, man?
Doing great. Thanks for inviting me on your show.
How's your Spanish?
It's not so good.
No bueno. No bueno. Well, folks, don't let that scare you, because a little bit of Spanish mixed with what most people have around the world today, which is a little bit of English, get you a long way. And I moved to Mexico and got off the grid and had my expat days before I came back and met my family and so on and so forth. And you wouldn't imagine just how far I could get with knowing a few key words and a few key phrases. So that's something we can address. But let's first get into a little bit about you and how you got to the point where you said, I got to get the hell out of here, and left the States.
Well, like you said, I was born in Shanghai, China. I grew up there, and had a really interesting and very idyllic childhood in Shanghai. We lived on a small plot of land that my grandfather bought, and this was during the late '60s and early '70s. And if you remember, this is when China was going through the Cultural Revolution. There was a lot of upheaval in China at that time. But for me as a young child in Shanghai, it was really nice. You know, I remember some of the fondest memories back in those days. And we were able to leave Shanghai legally to go to Hong Kong back in 1973. And that was also very interesting because I had to basically relearn the Cantonese dialect. I speak a little Shanghainese, and, you know, these various dialects of China, if you didn't know Mandarin, for example, which is the common language throughout China, it's very hard to communicate. You almost don't understand if somebody spoke Cantonese and you spoke Shanghainese. And so that was kind of interesting. You know, when I was able to learn Cantonese, I felt really good when we left for Vancouver, Canada, back in 1974, that, okay, I learned Cantonese, so, you know, it was a pick. And it was, you know, I learned English. There were the new Canadians class back then, where they gather all the foreigners.
All right, David, I'm going to have to interrupt here because I'm
various
having...
age group. They talk.
David, I'm going to have to interrupt here because I'm having some bandwidth issues, and with you being out in the middle of nowhere, I would imagine it's partially on your end too. So, Mr. Producer, call us both back. In order to do that, though, David, you're going to have to make sure you add our producer's line. If you can, that would be great. Can you do that now? Can you hear me? Okay, Mr. Producer, you're going to have to work out adding David because my bandwidth is just not permitting this interview. And I would imagine being out in the middle of nowhere in Patagonia, his internet availability and speed is limited. But it's a fascinating guest that we have tonight. He talks about this in his article that he wrote called Escape to Patagonia, which we will publish on bobtuscan.com as well. He really gets into geopolitics and why he left, witnessing this change in the United States and the police state, bottom line, the police state that we now live in. And he's made a real step here. If you don't know where the northern Patagonian region is, you would really be astonished to know that this is all the way in the southmost part of the southern hemisphere, on the bottom part of Argentina. And it is beautiful there. I was looking at some pictures that he sent me, and it's absolutely gorgeous. For those that don't know my story, I left Mexico, dropped out of school because I had researched everything that was going on. This was all the way back in 2007, maybe 2008. I'm a little foggy here. Having a baby will do that to you, I guess. But nonetheless, I left and lived a pretty good lifestyle with the mountains providing my water, the fruit trees providing an abundance. And it really wasn't about leaving the country per se for me, but going to a location that had the resources that I needed to be self-sustainable and outside of the realm of the monetary control of the central bank or whoever, and the resource control as well. And what I did down there was just live a simple lifestyle. It was really beautiful, and it was on the bay, but I realized that I needed a community, and that's why I ended up coming back. And David, we only have a minute or two left here before we get back, but set the stage for when we come back as to why you left and to what was your point where you said, I got to get the hell out of here. Yeah, David, are you muted? Is that the problem? Oh, his connection's dropping. That's what Patagonia will do to you. Is the internet rocky in the Patagonian region there, David? I guess so. Well, we'll reconnect with him during the break and make sure that we get a stable connection. We might have to have him call our 1-800 number and not connect here on the back end. Folks, if you don't have community, it doesn't matter how beautiful, it doesn't matter how many resources you have, you're still going to be in trouble. So it's important that we set up communities. And if you want to relocate, it's important to look at the resources, in my opinion. Taking a look at the water, taking a look at the area and the stability and the agriculture. All of these factors are more important than anything else in my mind. And we'll talk about that with him and talk about possibilities beyond Patagonia and see which other places he looked at before he ended up deciding that Argentina was the place for him. David Chu, our guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show for the first hour. And again, the second hour, we're going to have Jim Fetzer, Professor Jim Fetzer, to talk about Sandy Hook and his recent trip there, in which he demanded answers about what happened at Sandy Hook. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
country do you think the writing's on the wall? And if so, where are you headed? Where are you going? Can you hide from the new world order? And they call it the new world order for a reason. We're going to be talking about that with our guest tonight. David Chu joins us once again on the Bob Tuscan Show. David, we got a rocky Patagonian connection tonight, don't we?
Yeah, I guess it's going through a lot of connections, huh?
Yeah, what can you do? But tell me, we were just about to get to the nitty-gritty here. What was your breaking point? What made you say, geez, I got to get the hell out of here?
The 9/11 issue was one of them. I was pretty pro-USA in 2003 and before that. But when I saw the World Trade Center 7 building collapse on a video, the inner engineer in me kind of woke up. And I realized that the whole story of 9/11 was basically a conspiracy theory, the government story, that is.
It is a major, yeah, I'm absolutely here. It's a major wake-up call for all of us. Anybody that watches that video footage and doesn't come away from it saying, what the hell happened here? Why weren't we told about it? And so on and so forth is absolutely dead asleep. And for me, it was one of my wake-up calls, major wake-up calls, amongst other things, but the big one as well. So when you finally made the decision, what was your thought process? What other places did you look at? How did you go about choosing Patagonia?
I was working for a company in San Diego back in 1998, and I was sent to a city in Argentina called San Miguel de Tucumán. It's up north, and I went kind of kicking and screaming because, like most people, I had a very negative view of Argentina. You know, Argentina is a third world country. It's poor. It's dirty. And to a certain degree, it is like that. But when I did go back in July 1998, I found it's a very beautiful country, and the people are super heart-centered. You know, they're very loving people. And so I kind of fell in love with Argentina, and that was the bookmark that left in my life, as it were. And when I woke up in 2003 and started the search, I began to look, you know, to Argentina. And when I searched online for beautiful places in Argentina, this city called San Carlos de Bariloche, which is in the south, northern Patagonia region, always popped up. And people that see the pictures of San Carlos de Bariloche are just blown away. It's literally Lake Tahoe on steroids, if you've been to Lake Tahoe.
Sounds absolutely breathtaking. And did you think about other locations, even though you had been to Argentina? I mean, did you weigh out your options?
Yeah, you know, being an engineer, it was through a process of elimination. Africa, I wrote up because it's basically lost as a continent, you know. For years and centuries, the AIDS situation in Africa. So I kind of wrote it off. China, Russia, you know, basically ground zero should World War III happen. I looked at Australia, New Zealand, but didn't want to go there because they're very similar. You know, the Anglo-Saxon countries, UK, Canada, United States, New Zealand, Australia, they're very close and tight in terms of how they operate. And so I didn't want to be part of that. And so what was left, Southeast Asia, it's just too exotic for me. So South America was definitely the place. And having the Argentine experience back in 1998, It's very European. Buenos Aires, the Paris of South America, is very European. So I like that aspect of it. And so that's kind of how I ended up where I am today.
Interesting. And what about the resources? What is the setup there? Is it abundant with fresh water? What's that all about?
Argentina is probably one of the most resource-rich countries in the world. It's very similar to Canada in terms of the crystal clear lakes that we have here in the Patagonian. It's mineral rich as well. You know, it took quite a bit of corruption to really make this country into a third world country. I mean, Argentina about 100 years ago was a first world country, you know, on par with the United States. In fact, during or before World War II, a lot of the Jewish people as well as the Germans left for Argentina because Argentina was a first world country at that time. And so, you know, this country is truly blessed with incredible resources, and it's an amazing place to be, really.
Absolutely. Tell me about some of your experiences as far as cost is concerned. What's that all about?
In Argentina, like other countries, for example, Venezuela, even Iran, what you have is a situation where the 1%, the very rich, the business owners, are chasing after the U.S. dollar, okay? And because of that, and because of government limitation on the purchase of the U.S. dollar, there is a so-called black market in these countries that is very different from the official rate. For example, the official exchange rate between the U.S. dollar and the Argentinian peso is approximately 8 pesos per 1 U.S. dollar. Okay. However, on the so-called black market in Buenos Aires, the blue dollar, unofficial, illegal rate is approximately, let's say, around 11 pesos per dollar, okay? Because of that differential, there's two situations that's happening. One, it's causing a very high rate of inflation in Argentina. And I go through this reasoning why that is in my article, Escape to Patagonia. The other thing is that it allows expatriates, expats, and foreigners who have access to the U.S. dollar or the euro an advantage over the Argentinians who earn pesos, okay? I'll give you a real quick example. We're talking through internet, wireless internet, and about 3 years ago I had this thing set up at my house, and it cost 1,100 pesos, okay? Back then, the exchange rate was 4 to 1, 4 pesos to $1. So it works out to about $275. Very expensive for just installing a wireless service, you know. Today I checked, and the cost is 1,400 pesos. So it went up about 27% from 3 years ago. But in terms of the U.S. dollar at the official rate of 8 to 1, it's only 175. So actually the price went down, you know, by 100 U.S. dollars. So the cost of living here is actually very inexpensive for foreigners, those who have access to U.S. dollar.
That still sounds expensive for internet, but it's probably because of your location.
Yeah, I'm just kind of giving an example. You know, the cost actually went down, okay, for those who have access to U.S. dollar. In terms of the cost of living, it's actually very inexpensive. In my article, I go into how much I actually spend, you know, per month where I am. And I have to tell you that I'm quite frugal with my living conditions, but I eat organic food, non-GMO, and I spend in total about 500 U.S. dollars a month, okay? I rent a small house on a farm called a chacra here. It's about 2.5 acres. You know, $500 for everything.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. David Chu is our guest. He has escaped to Patagonia. And David, we got cut off by the break, but you were describing to me your living conditions down there. Please proceed.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, the actual cost of living is very, very low, especially for those who have access to foreign currency such as the U.S. dollar. I'll give an example that for myself, if I spend approximately about $500 a month for everything, which includes, you know, the food, utility, and the rental. I'm renting a small house on a small farm. And so, you know, people don't have to have a lot of money to live in Argentina and to have a very good lifestyle. You know, I eat organic, non-GMO food, for example, it's not Whole Foods, you know, it's lifestyle, but it's a very good, clean setting that we have here.
It sounds like it. What is the political awareness of people down there? Have you been able to get a gauge as to whether or not they understand the geopolitical climate of the planet today?
To a certain degree, that if, you know, Argentina is well known for crises. But in 2001, we had a financial crisis where the IMF basically instigated a crash, very similar to what happened to Greece and what's happening to Ukraine, okay? Argentina defaulted on the IMF loans. It was something like $119 billion. It was not a lot of money, but it caused tremendous suffering to the middle class. A lot of people, you know, lost their jobs and their savings as a result of it. And Argentinians, they're very, very astute in terms of how to survive. You know, they're very practical people. And that's one thing I really admire about the people here. They've been through so many crises that they're very experienced. Unlike Americans where you are, you know, the last time there was a major, Great Depression back in the 1930s, right? Americans haven't really experienced the kind of financial crash like the people of Greece have or the people of Argentina has. So in that aspect, you know, Argentinians are very, very astute.
So when the stuff hits the fan and when there's something that really shakes the global economy, if you will, they're going to be better off and more prepared.
Exactly. And yeah, here's the other thing, Bob. Argentina is a very protectionist country, okay? But what I mean is that they limit, for example, made in China goods from flooding the Argentinian market. There's Walmarts in Buenos Aires and some major cities, but they're limited from penetrating the mom-and-pop shops that are prevalent throughout Argentina. So our country here is very, very well equipped to survive Great Depression II, World War III. Come what may, you know, the Argentinians are going to survive and thrive too.
Interesting. Tell me about immigrating there. What is their process of immigration?
It's actually a very easy process, especially for those who have and can demonstrate a minimum income, approximately about $2,000 a month, you know, whether through their Social Security or some pension funds or if they're a business owner through their business. If they can demonstrate, you know, not from a job but from a passive income of about $2,000 a month, they can get a temporary residency visa approved very quickly, about 3 to 6 months. And it's a very easy process. For those who would like to visit Argentina, for example, you know, if you have a legitimate and a current passport, you can visit Argentina without applying for a visa. You just fly to Buenos Aires and they give you a 3 months tourist visa right off the bat. So it's a very easy country to immigrate to visit.
Interesting. Tell me a little bit about the geographic location of Argentina. Why is that attractive to you, it being so far south in the southern hemisphere?
Well, you know, Argentina and Chile are the two most southern countries of South America. And personally for myself, I like that distance simply because we're living in some very interesting times, as you are well aware of. You know, the situation in Ukraine, it could go out of hand. And we're talking about a competition between the United States, NATO versus Russia, both nuclear powers, you know. And, you know, there could be possibly a war, major war, involving nuclear weapons. If that is the case, ground zero, in my opinion, is basically the northern hemisphere, United States, Russia, China. And I like to be as far away from ground zero as possible. And, you know, it's you can't get any further than Argentina and Chile. So I think geographically, both of these countries are very well suited from the effects of a nuclear war if that should happen. And I like the Argentinian side because, you know, we've got the Andes on the west side and the Atlantic Ocean on the eastern side. And so there's kind of a buffer zone there. And I think that that's going to be very, very important should things get out of hand on a global scale.
Right. Well, what is the history of the government there? Has there been, I want to learn more a little bit about the political nature of Argentina. We all know of the prostitute who married a politician. Don't cry for me, Argentina. What was her name?
Evita.
Evita, yeah. We all know about Evita because it was glorified in Hollywood. But tell me a little bit more.
I think that the prostitute image is more Hollywood fiction than fact.
Sure.
Argentina has experimented with socialism quite a bit, especially since Perón, her husband, became the president. And, we've gone through coups back in the late 70s, early 80s. There was a military dictatorship that was in part instigated by your CIA and Henry Kissinger, And so we had a military dictatorship back then, but since the Falklands War or the Malvinas War back in the early 1980s, the junta was removed and the democracy was restored. And so, we have a government that's kind of very typical of South America. Right now, President Cristina Kirchner is, if you will, more left-leaning in terms of her policies. And, there's corruption in Argentina, but our corruption is not like what you have in the United States. It's not the skullduggery, the suicidal, genocidal corruption that is centered in Washington D.C. or
right.
in New York. It's kind of the vanilla flavor. So the people understand and live their lives accordingly.
I see. How's the weather?
Where I am, beautiful. We're entering fall, early fall right now, and it's just gorgeous. I sometimes during the midday, I'll have my lunch on my porch in my shorts. it's really nice. It's really nice.
Awesome. Well, David, I'm fascinated by this, and in our last segment, I want to open up the phone lines. If anybody has questions about David's relocation, please call us 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443 if you have questions for David about his experiences or if you would like to bring up your own expat experience or your own plans to leave the country or to stay in the country if you would like to advocate for that. I'd love to hear you no matter which way you slice it. The Bob Tuscan Show will be back in just seconds. Hey, folks, please, I need some support. I don't know how else to put it. I know things are tight for everyone, but if you have some extra Federal Reserve notes, go to the website BobTuscan, TUSKIN.com and donate. What? I thought I heard the music. All right, maybe I was premature. All right, anyways, donate. Please donate. Next hour, Professor Jim Fetzer, coming on to talk about Sandy Hook. And tomorrow we got a great show planned for you. So we're doing lots of stuff. We got writers at the website. Everyone needs some help.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Pros and cons of leaving and moving to Argentina specifically. And I promised I'd take some calls here, David, but any other points you'd like to make before we get to our phone calls?
Bob, if I may, could I plug where people can go to get the Escape to Patagonia article?
No, you can't, Dave. No, I'm joking. Absolutely.
You know, everybody remembers the Got Milk commercials, right?
Uh-huh.
If they go to gotgmo.com, it will go right to this 14-page PDF article. That's gotgmo.com, G-O-T-G-M-O.com. It's very simple, very easy to remember.
All right, gotgmo.com, easy enough. Yeah. We can forget that. Let's take a phone call now and speak with, what's her name? It's somewhere here. Judith. Hi, Judith.
Oh, hello, and thank you. I want to know,
Did he inquire about the water supply?
The water supply here in northern Patagonia is the best in the world. The lakes are crystal clear. I mean, it's amazing. You almost have to see it to believe it. In my article, you actually can see one picture of how crystal clear the lake is. So it's pure, perfectly pure. No chlorine, no fluoride in the drinking water.
And you have access to it?
Yes, yes, I do. In fact, you can even buy property, live on, lakefront property here, as opposed to, you know, there are places in Canada, for example, Lake Louise, Banff, where you can go and see them, but you can't live there. Here you can.
Yes, I understand, but do you have that pipe to your residence?
In my particular situation, it's actually runoff from the rivers, and the rivers are basically the same water. There, it is the same water as from the lakes.
Okay, well, it's very important where you go has a good water supply.
Absolutely. That might be why the Bush family, from what I understand, and David, I don't know if you heard this, was buying property in Paraguay or Uruguay, one or the other, right on top of one of the major reservoirs right there.
Yeah, it's Paraguay. They supposedly have 100,000 hectares of land, some sort of estancia there. And you're exactly right. It's because of the water situation. Argentina, like Canada, has this reservoir of, you know, fresh water. That's unbelievable. It's going to be one of the most, it's going to be worth more than oil, I think, in the near future.
Oh, sure. You can live without oil, you can live without all these precious, so-called precious metals, but you can't live without water.
And I'll tell you another thing, you know, here that's amazing. The environment here is very clean in northern Patagonia. You know, there are no chemtrails up in the sky. I remember living in Durango, Colorado, and seeing all these chemtrails, you know what I'm talking about, right? That they spray up in the sky.
Sure.
None of that stuff here, you know. Our clouds look like clouds, the sky is blue. You know, the air is fresh, the water is pure. What else?
So you've never seen a chemtrail in Argentina?
I've seen some contrails, okay? You know, the steams, the trails that
are
left
by
jets.
So they dissipate?
Yeah, they dissipate. Not like the chemtrails where they stay up there for hours and hours. And I've seen them everywhere, except for Houston for some reason. I was in Houston for about a year and a half, and there were no chemtrails up in the sky. I think it's probably because, well, you know, the neocons live there, right? It's their headquarters, and they don't want to spray their own city or something.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm sure they have them there. I find that hard to believe, but maybe not. What about the privatization of water, though? Is there issues with companies coming in and trying to privatize water? I know in much of South America that is a major concern.
No, absolutely not. Argentinians are very nationalistic. They, you know, recently the oil company YPF, which was sold to a Spanish company called Reposo, it was actually nationalized again. So Argentinians are very, you know, nationalistic. They want the resources to be for Argentinians, not for corporations out of the country.
What's a gallon of gas cost?
I think it's around nine pesos per liter. I don't know what the conversion is on that. Divide that by so it's about $1 a liter. A liter is I don't know what that is.
Well, you're
gallons.
Asking the wrong guy about these conversions, man. Jeez.
Yeah, it's I don't know what it is.
What is it, about $4 a gallon, $5 a gallon?
I think it's a little bit less than four, I think, it's a little bit less than that.
So it's fairly comparable to the prices we have here at the moment.
Yeah, but our natural gas is very cheap. You know, I think I spent like $30 over 2 months or something like that for natural gas. Very, very inexpensive here.
How many farmers are in your area? Is there a lot of food being grown there?
In my area, in northern Patagonia, there are two locales that are very special. San Carlos de Bariloche is a city about 150,000, 2 hours north of where I am. I've actually lived there for over 2 years. It's the premier skiing resort of all of South America, okay? The tourists from Brazil, Chile come during our winter season, which is around July, August. And it's a first-class skiing resort town, okay? Where I am near the El Buson area, it's more rural, more rustic. And, you know, there are a lot of organic farmers here. In fact, my next-door neighbor across the highway where I live is a German couple. They've been doing organic farming for over 25 years here, very well known. So I literally just walk across the highway here to go shopping for my
organic. That is awesome. And real quick here, because I want to squeeze one more call out real quick. Are there GMOs in your portion? Is Monsanto taking over, yes or no?
In northern Argentina, yes. It's a very big problem. But where we are in northern Patagonia, it's not an issue.
Okay, great. Let's take one last call from Jason in California. Hello, Jason.
I got a question now for your guest real quick.
Go for it.
I was just wondering, what is the holistic healthcare practice out there? Is it relatively, is it popular? Is it unpopular? What is the industry like in holistic naturopathic healthcare?
Great question. Thanks, Jason. David?
Where I am in the El Buson area is very, very popular. I'm into it myself. You know, I've got a Rife machine that cures cancer, so it's quite prevalent in this area here.
And the healthcare system in general?
It's free for the even tourists, actually. The service is not so good. If you buy private insurance, it's top-of-the-line healthcare.
All right, great. Well, David, I want to hear more about your trials and tribulations down there, so definitely keep us in the loop because I'm just fascinated by this, and you make it sound very, very beautiful, and you make it sound like paradise.
It is paradise. It is Shangri-La. It literally is Shangri-La.
Well, that's a concept that I have been skeptical of actually existing, but I'm glad you say so. And are there a lot of expats down there currently, or are you kind of alone at the moment?
There are quite a lot of expats that visit this area here, you know. And again, for your listening audience, if they go to gotgmo.com, they can read what we're talking about in more detail than we can speak about in an hour.
Sure. We were just only able to get to the tip of the iceberg of Patagonia. there you go, folks. David, this has been great, man. I'm excited to learn more, and we'll definitely stay in touch. Maybe I'll take a trip down there with the family sometime and check it out.
You do that, and look forward to it.
Awesome. Folks, his name is David Chu. He's in northern Patagonia. He joined us all the way from Argentina for our interview tonight. And the website, one more last time, is gotgmo.com, gotgmo.com. And next hour, folks, we'll be joined by Professor Jim Fetzer to talk about Sandy Hook and the recent developments there. He actually went to Sandy Hook demanding answers, and we will be connecting with him next hour for the next 2 hours of the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in just seconds.
Show.
With finance.